Bonobos.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Now. Good morning, guys. Welcome to Thursday. How we doing?
Morning.
It's nearly the weekend.
Yeah, isn't that a good thing?
Well, I'm working this weekend, so I'm not really that excited. Well,
come on. Still the weekend.
Started off so slow.
Yeah.
I was going fast. Oh, my God, last night had such a drama. So I got home yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you can kind of hear it in my voice, but my throat was a little bit tickly. Started coughing, runny nose, and I thought, please.
The worst has happened.
Yeah.
So around like 7 p.m. last night, I thought, I've got to find a rat. I'm looking everywhere, calling every chemist, every bloody shop that sells them. Nothing. I had to drive, get this, to a Metro Petroleum in Heatherbrae to buy a single test.
Oh.
And how much do they sting you for a single test?
$20 bucks.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Isn't that ridiculous, though, that you have to go that far? I just live in the city to get a test to see if you have a
single test. And, well, we just heard that story in the news. They've been knocked off.
Yeah.
Somebody's
$1 million worth, I think.
Half a million dollars
worth?
I don't know. So many tests. And that's why the prices are going up and you can't get one anyway. It's like you feel like you're trying to track something else down.
And the worst part is, if they do recover them, they're part of, like, proceeds of crime or whatever, so they get stuck at the shop.
Oh, does that mean they end up at a police auction then? You know, they're always selling off the rings and stuff that have been found from robberies. Though?
This is why they should be free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's just ridiculous. $20 and you have to drive across town. How absurd.
$20 worth of fuel to get it.
Exactly.
Like from Wickham to Heatherbrae, 20K each way.
Yeah. Oh, and then you got to fill up fuel out there as well because you've run out. They win you twice.
Oh,
crazy.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Do you have a supply of rats at home in case?
I actually, on the weekend, was in a similar situation where someone I knew got it, and I'm like, oh, better go find a rat. My goodness. I managed to get, like, a pack of five. Cost me $70, which is okay. Still $70.
Exactly.
But far out.
It's stinging.
If you've got a family, that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially if you got a test, like, say everyone gets it. You got to test, and then you got to test again, maybe a third time.
Exactly.
Hundreds of dollars.
I think all workplaces should get some sort of subsidy to supply them.
100%.
Especially in, like, critical industries.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
Jackson, you did one as well yesterday.
Yeah,
we were
rat buddies.
I sent Matthew a photo of me with the old tickler in my brain. I was negative, but I'm running out of rat tests as well. I spent $250 on, like, three boxes, like, a couple of months ago. And they're running out now, and I'm like, I'm worried.
We were wigging each other out, though, because I was like, hey, man, oh, my God, like, I've woken up from my nap, and I'm feeling like shit. And Jackson's like, oh, my God, me too.
And then you messaged me, and I was like, I am a bit tired. The mildest of symptoms.
The sympathy COVID symptoms.
Well, anytime anyone says to me, oh, I know someone that's got COVID, or you possibly be exposed, all I think is like, geez, I don't feel well. Like, I just always feel ill.
There's something going on
there,
isn't it?
It's kind of like when someone says, I have head lice, and then you start scratching your head.
I'm a hypochondriac, best of times, though, so. It's my 10th test.
Oh, my God.
Lads versus Lasses up next.
Yes, that's right. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes, and, of course, great prize on offer to the winner. Two tickets to see the movie of your choice, Event Cinema's Katara Gold Class. Relax, unwind, and indulge in Gold Class at Event Cinema's Katara. They're accepting the Dine and Discover vouchers right now. So 13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl. How's this? We're all tied up, four apiece. The lads have made an astonishing comeback this week, which is just brilliant. Lads
versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's the biggest comp we run all year to see who's better, guys or girls. At the moment, all tied up 4 apiece, which means, lads, come on, we've got to do this. We've got to take the lead today. Prize, of course, is a double to a gold class at Event Cinemas Katara. You want your mitts on these,
amazing,
right?
Amazing. So let's meet Steve from Rutherford. He's a plasterer, was listening to the Best Bits in response to washing up, and he said he'd rather get a vasectomy than wash up. In extreme. Once considered just buying a new dinner set each week, says he's managed to avoid COVID, but his best mate has got out, just got out of ICU after having COVID. Jeez. How's he going, Steve?
Yeah, no, he's okay now. He's not too bad.
How long was he in ICU for?
6 days.
6 days. Oh, so is he like out? No more COVID for him?
He's got no COVID, but he's still in hospital.
Oh, poor bugger.
Nah. Was he on a ventilator, Steve?
No, he wasn't that bad, but he's got sort of underlying issues. So.
Yeah,
they keep him well track
all
of
the
him.
Best, man. Take him to gold class if you win this.
Absolutely.
He gets better.
Let's get into your questions then. Question one, in netball, what does the position WD stand for?
Wing defence.
That is absolutely correct.
Good job.
All right, question two, what two colours are on a bottle of Head & Shoulders shampoo?
What two colours?
Yes.
Head & Shoulders. Red and blue.
Oh, blue and white, unfortunately. Dang. All right. Question three. Which one of these dolls is not in the official Barbie collection? Is it A, Midge, B, Skipper, or C, Tabitha?
Skipper.
No, unfortunately, it is Tabitha. One on the board, though. Well done.
Yep. Is there a Barbie called Midge?
Yeah, I think it's a sister.
What?
What? Yeah.
Is that?
There is a massive Barbie collection. It's crazy.
Doesn't Mo from The Simpsons call Marge Midge?
Yeah, Midge.
Famously. It's that and also the little annoying fly. They're Midgies, aren't they?
I have a clue.
You think you know things.
Yeah.
I've never
Barbie
heard
has
of
a sister Barbie called
Barbie
Midge.
Barbie has a whole collection of friends.
Kate from Minmire taking on Steve today. She's a village manager and says her life is work, work, work. Her biggest fear is skydiving and reckons everyone would describe her as caring. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, good morning. How you
going? Going well. Did you know Barbie had a sister called Midge?
No,
crazy.
No one knew that. Even Barbie didn't know.
I spent a lot of time in the Barbie aisle at World for Kids back in the day, so...
you know your Barbie.
I feel like if you've been a naughty girl when you're a kid, you get a Midge doll for Christmas rather than a little Barbie.
Midge and a lump of coal.
Hey, Kate, we're looking for 2 correct answers for an instant win today. Are you ready? Question number one. What does the company Alec make?
They're light.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you that. Electrical equipment. Excellent. This one is for the win. What is the main difference between a post hole shovel and a flat shovel?
Post hole shovel is like a scooped, it's round.
No, not what we're looking for.
A post hole shovel has 2 handles and 2 blades. All right, question number 3. Multiple choice. What does the brand Craftrite make? A, arts and craft kits. B, craft beer making kits. Or C, tools and tool storage.
Tools and tool storage?
Yeah.
That is correct. You're a winner.
Off to gold class.
Thank you, Kate.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, girls are on top.
Yes, we are. Smashing it. Sorry, guys.
Back one ahead. We've got it tomorrow.
There's no other way to be, though.
What, on
girls
top?
Girls are always on top. In everything. They're just they are superior in
we
a
run the
ways.
World.
That's true.
That's all we're going
to
say.
You listen to Beyonce.
Yeah.
What are you laughing out there, Kate? Oh, did you take that the wrong way? Dirty girl.
Kate doesn't know what to say there.
No. Hey, up next.
A little confused by what you're on about.
We are heading to the US. This poor fella, I read this, I cringed so hard. So basically... He's dealing with impotence. A lot of men, it's a very embarrassing topic. They don't want to go to the doctor. They want to try and treat it themselves. And this guy has done just that, not very well at all.
Oh, dangerous, dangerous
stuff.
So
I'll give you the info on what he's done to himself next.
The Novos.
Uh, At 46 years old, I thought this guy would have known better, but unfortunately not. This article came across my newsfeed yesterday, and I feel really sorry for this guy. Impotence, it's a very embarrassing condition. Guys don't really like to talk about it. They don't want to admit to it. They don't want to see a doctor. Nothing like
that.
See,
people say women have it earlier, Meg. And I'm telling you now, guys have their own set of problems to deal with as they age. Like, you can't get it up. It's very, like you said, very
And there is medication and all that kind of stuff, but you do have to go to a doctor. And a lot of guys just don't want to admit
they don't want to talk about it. That's why there's such a booming industry on all those emails.
Oh, yes. The ones I get in my junk mail all the time.
Exactly.
For some strange reason.
Direct to your door.
Yes. But this poor guy, he's decided to take matter into his own hands and picked up a can of, you know, the foam spray, the hardening foam spray.
Oh, expanding foam. Builder's foam.
Yeah, exactly. And he's decided to pop that up and give it a bit of a spray to give him a helping hand.
Wait, the one from Bunnings?
Yeah.
So the way that works, it's a bit like the WD-40 can where you've got a tiny straw.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so it's like weatherproofing spray.
Yeah, so does that mean he's put the straw up the eye?
You betcha.
In the eye.
And gave it a quick little spray, and unfortunately for him, it hasn't gone his way.
Of course, it's expanding foam.
It's expanding foam. Well, it's done its job. It has expanded, and then it's hardened, and he can't get it back out.
Of course not.
So he's had to go and actually see a doctor to try and get this removed so it can function normally again.
Do you reckon when he got to the ER, slipped and fell?
This is the thing. So
believe it. The straw went right up the eye.
Yeah. Well, what's happened is where he's particularly sprayed it, it's hardened and it's anchored. So they actually can't get it out.
So
is
he walking around with a rock hard...
It doesn't necessarily say if he's still walking around like
expanding
that.
Expanding foam.
But they're having to have excessive amounts of surgery to create new holes for other stuff to be able
to
maneuver its way.
And ask for the little blue pill.
Yeah.
It would have been fine.
Because I've used that foam.
Not for that reason, though.
Yeah, to like fill up a gap in a wall, and it's almost like it's sticky.
Yeah,
and it gets extremely like hard, crunchy as well at the end.
Oh,
it's a very weird stuff.
Now the hardest part I think for him to deal with is the fact that now he might not ever be able to use it again.
Well. Do you know what?
He's caused that much damage to the inner workings.
This is a message for all the ladies out there. Mm. Stop pressuring your man for sex because look at the extreme lengths that will go to satisfy you.
At 46 years old, you should know better.
You should be.
You should know better.
Oh, my God. At any age, you should know better.
Yeah. Poor bloke.
Building
poor
products
bloke.
Do not go in and about the body.
No.
It's just a general rule.
Yep.
Bunnings will not fix your bedroom. I know it's got a lot. There's a lot there, but not that.
No. You want to put up a new patio? It's no problem.
Well, thanks, Meg.
No worries.
I can just
giving you some life advice.
I can just hear everybody listening right now, just going cringing.
Blokes in their utes going, oh no.
Don't even think about it. Don't consider it.
6:32 at New FM. News time with Jess up next. Jess, I don't know how you're going to follow that, honestly. Like, it's just, wow.
We have the big stories.
I don't think I can. Just skip it.
Add to your next bulletin. You'll be fine.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Primo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. And now.
I need your advice on something and also your honest opinion.
Okay.
A friend of mine recently pulled me up and said, hey, Maddie, I want to just say, lately, you've been showing your bulge off a little bit and it's quite noticeable.
What?
Oh.
You know, like in the front of my pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean showing it off?
Look, I can't say I've looked in that area,
Well, apparently it's been quite prominent in there. and just sitting there. And I haven't really noticed, to be honest. I do know why. It's because I put a little bit of weight on over the Christmas period, so all of my clothes are a little bit tighter.
Right.
Okay.
I looked down and I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
you're right.
And I wanted to ask you guys.
Okay.
This is something you've noticed.
Have I noticed it? I haven't noticed it.
I haven't noticed it, but yesterday you were like kind of pulling your shirt down a lot. And I'm like, I didn't understand why. Maybe you were just, I don't know, the shirt wasn't fitting correctly. And, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking, like, it's not some big, massive thing, if you get what I'm saying. But, like, it's there.
It's just a shape, is what you're saying.
Yes. And as you can see today, I'm wearing shorts.
Oh.
Instead of long pants. And the front area is well covered with a long shirt.
You have got a long shirt on.
I've got a girlfriend that does this as well. She never wears a bra.
Yeah.
So her nips are always on show. And she always wears those little white singlets and you can see them. I'm fine with it, but it obviously makes some people quite uncomfortable seeing lady and man bumps.
Bumps and certain and bumps.
Krizo, have you ever been pulled up for this before? Like having a over protruding?
I think you, like, a while ago on the show said that I...
Krivo's a big boy.
Look, you said... Oh, this has made me a bit uncomfortable. You said, oh, there's something showing. I was like, what are you talking about? Because I don't think about it. This is what I think. If you're wearing clothes and that means you're within the law.
Yeah.
If some parts of you poke out or whatever, that's just light. That's just your body, yeah. Right? Who cares?
I think it's a little bit different for the girls with the nips, to be honest.
It's the same thing.
I think it's a little bit different though.
How so?
I don't know why, but I just feel it's different.
Like, what's more shocking?
It's just easier to cover.
For a lady.
There's actual devices you can get.
Yeah, but some women and guys like to show off. Jackson, right. What are your thoughts on this? Are you offended when you see, like, some bumps and humps from people?
No, I'm not offended by it, but I have had people comment before on me because I wear very short shorts sometimes and I'm not, like, a big underwear fan either.
So it's just,
like, you know, it is what it is. It's part and parcel with being human, right? It
just hangs out the bottom.
What I wanted to do this morning, 13:09, hiding the bumps. Like, should we do it? Like, is it acceptable to go out in public with protruding bits?
Should you embrace the bulge?
Embracing the bulge this morning. Let us know.
I reckon it's fine.
13:09.
I think it's fine.
I think you've got to cover it up a little bit. Let's look at
it. So you're embarrassed by it and you're pulling your shirt down.
Well, yes.
It made you self-conscious.
All right.
Oh, Meg, that hurt.
Team Krivo, embrace the whatever. Or Team Maddie, you've got to cover it up a bit.
Yeah.
And tuck it in, if you will. The Novos.
My lovely lady lump. Check it out. Yeah, a friend of mine pulled me up and said, Maddie, your bulge is protruding and it's very off-putting and I can see it and it's there and I just wanted to let you know. We all have a friend, right? Whether it's a guy or girl. I have a friend I was telling you guys before.
Yeah.
Rather large breasts, and she never wears a bra. She doesn't believe in them, and she always wears singlet tops, and it's like, you know the Madonna film clip with the cones on the end?
Oh,
it's like, ping, ping, ping.
It's just showing you which direction something is.
And it does make some people feel uncomfortable.
It does. A lot of people used to comment on mine, because when I used to go out, I used to wear cleavage tops, just because it was, you know, what's wrong with a bit of cleavage? It's funny. Nips, don't like. Cleavage, I'm fine with. Weird.
Do
you know what it made me feel like? I have an uncle that likes to wear, like, really short navy blue stubbies tucked into a white bomb singlet and the double pluggers. And I just met the memory of him is literally
emblazoned upon you.
Is all there to see.
Right.
Really felt like that. And it's always like, I think in my mind, the old creepy uncle.
Yeah.
I felt like that.
Question. Was it a guy or a girl that pulled you up?
A guy.
It was a guy.
Okay.
So you know they're looking in that region.
Well, that's true.
I should take it as a compliment.
Maybe take it as a compliment. Yeah,
they've noticed the bulge, if you will. Look at that. What have you got in your pocket?
Maybe
there?
They're interested in what's going on down there.
Possible.
Who knows? Don't question them. You never know.
Should we be hiding up our bumps and humps? Katie, hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, now, what are your thoughts on this? The nips, the bulge, are you into it? Or should we be a little bit more conservative?
Look, unless you're running down the track like Matt Shervington and it's bouncing around, or if you're wearing short shorts and it's slipping out the bottom, I think it's A-okay. Why not?
Yeah, exactly right, Katie.
Don't be if jealous you... about it. Come on. Like, if... it's what, 2022 now, guys. Let's move on.
If it was a very obvious bulge, would you pull them up?
I'm a married woman, so I don't think so.
Okay, if you weren't married,
if you were a single woman,
and
I brought it up, I feel like it's either a crack on or a jealousy thing.
Jealousy could be true. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Jeez, look at the size of that.
That's right. Well done, Maddie.
Indeed.
Well done, indeed.
Trevor, up next. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good. Do you reckon you need to hide the bulge, or as long as there's clothing on, you're sweet. You're within the law.
I'm aware of each to their own. They want to show a bit, let it go. Let it be comfortable.
Yeah, you want to be comfortable, right?
That's correct.
Okay, there we go.
Wouldn't it be uncomfortable, though, with your jeans pressing against it that tightly? Surely.
Personally, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone would be different, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon. Mm. I reckon you're right. Well, so,
with some blokes, though, there's two sides of the coin because it's either too tight or they're wearing tracksuit pants and it's all there as well.
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Then sometimes it's a temperature thing, isn't it?
Mm.
it changes with the temperature, with the ambient feel of the outside air.
Same with the nips, though, with the cold
true.
Air.
That's true.
Well, there you go.
Nice
guys.
Summer day. You're not seeing them.
Oh, well, I feel better about
there
wearing my jeans tomorrow.
Yeah, relax, man. As long as you've got clothing on.
You're fine.
You're A-okay. No judgment from around here. What's the goss is up next with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Oh, sorry, I was just back from HR reporting Matty for his offensive clothing. Britney Spears is in the news, of course.
Again?
I've got to talk about her. It's the only thing making news. And Cardi B, I feel like I've talked about them all week, but she's done a very good deed. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Oh, good stuff.
Yes, you like some Cardi B, Crevo?
Always.
Crevo has a secret fantasy for Cardi B, I reckon. Yeah.
Not a fantasy, but I just reckon she's a talent.
Yeah.
And a cool person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all it is, isn't
you
it?
Can tell us. Well,
she's 53. You know I love rap music.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
So Cardi B's been doing a good deed. The Spears camp, what do we got first?
Yeah, so Cardi B, I'll get this out of the way because it's kind of a sad story. I don't know if you heard, in New York there was a huge apartment fire. 17 people lost their lives. Very sad stuff. One of the family have now leaked that Cardi B's reached out and she's paying for everyone who passed away's funeral.
Which
is really nice. Cardi B doesn't get this sort of exposure. Like, when she does something nice, not that they should and not that she's putting it out there, because I always find it weird when someone does something nice just for exposure, but everyone talks about how crazy Cardi B is and all the feuds that she has and the fact that she's a bit of a loose unit, but no one ever gives her the respect for the fact that I think she's actually a very genuine and nice person.
Yeah, might have came after she had a baby as well.
She sort of humbled down a little bit, didn't she? Like, you know, not throwing shoes in people's faces or pulling Nicki Minaj's wig off at the Met Ball.
I mean, those are amazing, like, you know, elements of her personality.
Yeah.
But this is a really nice
thing. Such a beautiful thing for her to do.
Yeah, very beautiful thing. Moving on to Britney Spears. I mean, this is all I can really talk about in celebrity world right now. She has now responded to the many things that Jamie Lynn Spears has been saying, because, of course, Jamie Lynn did the podcast. I don't know if you've heard it, but she reads all of the text messages from Britney Spears. She apologises to Jamie Lynn. She says, "I'm so sorry that I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done, slapped you and Mama right across your effing faces." She's also slammed her with a cease and desist.
Good.
And said, "Stop lying about me." This comes after a former FBI agent's done an investigation into the Britney Spears family and says that her father had placed recording devices in Britney Spears' bedroom and kitchen to spy on her.
No. What?
Yeah, it's getting bad.
That doesn't surprise me.
Do you know those types of things where you're like, oh, how could this get worse? It just does. It just keeps on getting worse and worse.
Why is Jamie Lynn doing this? She's a real little mongrel lately. I just can't even...
It doesn't make sense because she has nothing to gain from slinging all this mud.
Well, I think she thought that she'd get a lot of clout and a lot of money, but it's kind of backfiring for her.
She's going to end up in a lot of trouble, I reckon.
After everything Britney went through, predominantly, everyone is Team Britney. No one's going to be on her side at all.
No.
Oh, sorry, hon.
Anyway, that's it. It seems like that's a wrap on her.
She's going to come back. She's going to come back and do something else, guaranteed.
Yeah, a cover band of her next sister's album.
Yeah,
I can't wait until Britney releases a song because it's going to be the biggest, most iconic diss track of all time.
Yeah, against her dad and her sister.
I don't reckon it's going to happen for a long time.
Poor old Brit. No, well.
I don't know.
She's on team.
She's got a lot to say, and I reckon she'll do it in music.
Well, on her Instagram, she keeps teasing new music because she uploads videos of her performing.
Yeah,
right.
And she's like, "Should I do this again?" And it's like she's throwing out these little Easter eggs all the time.
So well, do you know what she needs to stop doing? I know we're running late, but she needs to stop reenacting her therapy sessions because I don't know if you've seen those, but they're intense and
they're
very
interesting.
Strange. She's talking about pooing everywhere the other day.
Oh God!
On that note, thank you, Jackson.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
Good time.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Oh, yes, today is the day. If you've been listening to New FM for the past couple of months, you would have heard that we're giving away a boat, guys, today. New FM's Float Your Boat, all thanks to Terrace Boating. This thing is worth over $15,000. You get the trailer, all the accessories you need to get this thing on the water tomorrow if you walk away with the win. I've got details for those people in the draw on how you'll walk away with this win tonight.
Yeah, all the info up next, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Novos. Welcome to summer.
New FM's 105 Days of Summer is getting hotter.
We've got a hot one for you.
New FM's $15,000 Float Your Boat.
Yeah, today we will be giving a very lucky listener a brand new boat package worth over $15,000. It's a Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer and trailer, plus all the accessories you need to hook it up to the tow bar tonight and drive it away. Go fishing tomorrow morning. This is fantastic.
Spend the weekend, Australia Day's next week as well. Oh, public holiday. Yes.
Imagine that.
Morning, mate. How good.
Guys, the Australia Day plans have changed.
Yes,
we're going
have.
Fishing.
So good. Now, if you are in the draw, we've got a couple of details for you now. You need to, at around 10 to 6 tonight, log on to Facebook and head to the New FM Facebook page because the three of us will be live at Terrace Boating doing a Facebook live stream. Obviously, due to the current Omicron outbreak, we didn't want to bring a whole heap of people together for an in-person draw. So we'll do it online and get the winner on the show tomorrow. But if you are dying to know if you're going to walk away with this, make sure you're watching the New FM Facebook page from 6 o'clock tonight.
And well done for everyone who got in the draw as well. It was very competitive.
Oh, my God.
Phones were very hot for this.
So. Everyone wanted this, right? So, fingers crossed. Good luck if you're in the draw. And, yeah, we'll do it tonight. It's going to be great because we'll get to check out all the store, all the other boating gear, which, you know, it's a great place there.
Now, if you don't have Facebook, don't worry, we will call you.
Yeah,
that's right. There's a backup in place.
I love it, guys. And a big shout out to Terrace Boating. Float Your Boat for Terrace Boating. Your specialists in new and used boats, wave runners and water sport accessories. They've been great on this.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Hey, up next. Yesterday, Maddie, you were telling us that your housemate said to you that you're the straightest member of this team.
We were chatting about this the other day. Yeah, he reckons Crevo. He thought Crevo was the homer.
I'm not.
He was so wrong.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so I've come up with a little bit of a quiz, pretending that I don't know you guys. I'm going to get your questions, going to get your answers, and find out who is actually the gayest member of the team.
Oh, this is good.
Like, just with other things in life, right?
No. I'm not going to take the
your actual sexuality into account.
Just how you answer these questions. The Novos. As we were saying before, Maddie, your housemate has said you're the straightest member of this team, which is kind of accurate to a degree. I'm a gay man in a woman's body. We know this. But, Crevo, how do you feel about that comment?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it seems weird.
Well, my housemate, we were talking about this on the show the other day. He thought when he first listened to the show before he moved in, he thought that you, Crevo, were me.
Really?
It was you.
Oh, that is strange.
I sounded more masculine.
That's what he was saying.
The term he used was, Crevo sounds effeminate.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Right, right.
I don't know what to say. What else do you say to that? I guess so.
Yes. Well, after many years of me going to gay bars pretty much every single weekend, I'm going to pretend that I don't know you guys at all.
You're an expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, most of my friends are gay. So I'm going to pretend I don't know you guys, ask you a couple of questions and see how you answer them and work out realistically who is actually the gayest member of the team.
Okay.
So, question one, we'll go with, describe your perfect first date.
Okay, who's first?
I'll get you to go first, Maddie.
Okay. My perfect first date includes, let's think about this, a drink at a bar, a nice bar, that's always nice. I think that's pretty good. I like loose conversation. I don't really want to be, like, you know, at a dinner or, you know, talking awkwardly. No awkward silences. Yeah. Somewhere near the water as well would be nice.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
That's pretty nice. Okay. For me, I do like a nice dinner because you've got that in itself provides an area to walk amongst the conversation, maybe a nice wine as well, good quality wine. Don't skimp.
Okay.
And, yeah, that way the conversation will flow well, I reckon.
Good quality wine.
Yeah, you've got to get a good wine.
Okay, well, on that, if you're having a dinner party, for example.
Yes.
And you really want to impress your friends, what are you making?
Oh, that's to impress?
Yes.
I'd take time to, like, marinate maybe a slow-cooked meat of some sort.
Yep.
And then, start with a cheese platter, of course.
Of course.
You've got to have charcuterie. And then would wrap things up with maybe some delicious French dessert, like a clafouti or something like that.
I have no idea what that is, all right? Maddie, dinner party, what are you doing?
Okay, dinner party for my friends, trying to impress. I'm getting a bunch of steaks, maybe some sausages, the old pasta salad from Woolies, like just, you know, a nice big barbecue, beers involved.
Yep.
That, to me, is the perfect way to impress friends.
All right.
Couple
of bread rolls. All right. We'll go one more question then. We'll start with you, Maddie. What does your skincare and grooming routine look like?
Okay, so this is where I think that our roles will return to their natural forms. I do have a proper skin care routine. So I have my exfoliator in the shower.
Yep.
When I get out of the shower, I have eye cream and moisturizer. And I also have a night cream as well when I have a shower at night.
Okay, Crevo?
Whatever soap is in the shower.
You're using the Lynx. Body wash.
Yeah, whatever one is in there at the moment.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it? All right.
I'll put sunscreen on if I go to the beach.
You're not using the Palmolive bar soap, are you?
No, I'm not on the bar soap. We've got to go to the pump, but it's just whatever is there. I don't even know.
Well, given the answers, collating the data, I'm sorry, Crevo, apart from the grooming, you are the gayest member of the team.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
You live and learn.
I think your housemate had a point.
Well, look,
fine,
I mean,
wine,
Crevo,
antiques, classical music.
Is, yep.
That always gets played.
Yeah, sing it, girl.
This is why we invited you to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it'll be good. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos.
across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
So on the other day, I was telling you guys about how just on a casual weekday, I decided to get out the charcoal. This is at about 11:30, 12 during the day, and spent like an hour and a half getting it all ready, getting the temperature right, and grilling a single steak.
Well, you've redeemed your manhood slightly
with
that.
A little bit.
After 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and then I started sort of thinking about it and the accessories that I've got, all of the bits and bobs, the paraphernalia. I want to get your opinion. We'll talk about this more next. If my grilling hobby is getting a bit out of control.
Okay, details in minutes.
The Novos.
Want to get your honest opinion, guys, because I just think maybe my grilling hobby is getting a little bit out of control, right? Maybe I'm spending a bit too much energy, time, money, etc. So I want to go through some of the, I guess, paraphernalia I have involved in this whole situation.
So first of all, how long have you been doing this grilling thing for?
Well, I sort of did it for a while, but I've suddenly gotten more into it.
Okay.
Right? So in the background, it's been running for maybe a couple of years.
I think as long as I've known you, Crevo, which is like 3.5-4 years, you've always had a Weber in the backyard.
That's true.
It's always been in your peripheral.
Yeah, but then suddenly, I don't know why, I've just decided I want to get more into it. Let's start with the fact I'm in about 6 or 7 barbecue and low and slow Facebook groups.
Oh, getting seven. All the tips.
Yeah, finding it, watching videos. Oh, look how he's put the rub on that thing.
Are you an active poster, commenter, or you just like to lurk?
I'm more of a lurker.
Okay.
Like, I'm more hide in the background in the shadows and look through the crack in the door.
Wilson.
And watch all of the things happening. So there's that. That's taking up a lot of time. Then let's move on to charcoal. Now, you might be thinking there's just charcoal. Charcoal, right?
I've got Bunnings or something, don't you?
I've got 3 different types at the moment, right? I've got the lump charcoal, which is like bigger pieces of just charred wood. They're like maybe the size of, I don't know, your fist or something.
Yeah.
And that's a use.
What's different about that?
It has like a better burn, so it burns a bit slower and imparts more flavour. So you might use that for like a brisket or something where you want a lot of smoky flavour coming through. I've then got the standard briquettes, which are like hotter and faster, maybe for doing ribs, right? Somewhere in the middle. And then I've got the coconut, which is even hotter again, right? And that you might use for a hot sear on some kebabs or a steak or something, right? Then I looked in the spice cupboard yesterday for all the ones I've bought for all the rubs.
Yeah.
There's at least 20 of those little
20.
Jars just that I've been using.
You're getting too far into this. Now, knowing Crevo, man, he doesn't go and buy stuff just for the sake of it. I reckon you've acquired all this stuff through your buy and sell business. Have you, like, picked up a spice rack from somewhere?
No, not the spices. but I also have acquired what I'm calling... So in the Weber, you've got the space where you can barbecue, but a lot of that is charcoal. And if you want indirect heat, you can only like barbecue where the charcoal isn't.
Okay.
So I've acquired this, what I'm calling a rib mezzanine, which is like, it's like another little level that
too
goes on there.
Crevo.
Wow.
I mean, unless we're invited over
for
dinner.
Yeah, I was about to say this.
So how long has this been going on? And also, what is your fiance saying? Because you guys have famously just purchased a second property.
Yeah.
Now's not the time to be investing in hobbies. Well, unnecessary hobbies.
She loves food, so as long as I'm cooking, she's happy.
Okay.
And the results are good.
That's a good trade-off, I think.
Can you hear how he's talking about
He's getting
this?
Very, very worked up over the Weber here.
Yeah, well, listen to the music.
Yeah.
I mean, you get grilling and you slap a sausage on them, we're in business. 3 barbecues I've got, a meat thermometer.
Do you have a special method when you do the meat rubs?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the massaging.
Yeah.
You've got to get the
wrist action.
Exactly. It's all about good wrist action and getting all the spices deep in the crevices.
Do you mind getting your fingers all wet, though?
Oh, not at all.
Because like a lot of marinades and rubs can get really, really sticky.
You know, some people, they use gloves, not me. I like to have the contact to make sure that the spices really go into the meat.
You like to get your hands dirty is what you're saying.
Exactly right.
Oh, God.
You have strong hands.
Yeah, pretty strong.
Soft. They're not workers' hands.
No, not really.
Strong.
You know, they press a few buttons and tap on a keyboard. That's about it mostly.
And rub some meat.
And rub meat. Really get it. You got to get the spices right in there.
You know how I just said before that Crevo redeemed his masculinity, Meg?
Have I lost it again?
Talking about his love of barbecue?
Yeah.
Lost it again.
Yeah, it's
too much talk.
I think you're less than before.
You know what's going to happen now? He's going to go out and buy a bigger barbecue.
Just
to reinstate that.
Compensate, right. It's all about those sticky rubs.
Smash for Cash is up next, guys. $1,000 up for grabs. You can buy your own sticky rubs and do a Crevo and rub some meat.
Become the meat master.
Yeah, why not?
If you can identify this sound, you win the money. Very simple. This is in Grandma's pantry. If you think you know what that sound is, give us a call right now. 1310 09.
The Novos.
And a giant hammer.
Hit it.
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times. Oh my God, everybody wants to know what their sound is. You might find this item in Grandma's pantry. All of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au.
Yes, we are meeting Crystal from Madawi, works in medical, wants the $1,000 to splash out at Wet n Wild where she's heading on the weekend.
Oh,
has been
good.
Trying for a while and says she's confident as her guess can be found in her Nana's pantry. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I want to know the confidence level, Crystal, like out of 10.
Oh, maybe an 8.
Maybe an 8.
That's pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right, tell us, what do you think we've smashed?
A gravy boat.
Oh.
Gravy boat, yeah, because I swear every grandma has a gravy boat. Uh-huh. No one uses a gravy boat, but everyone has one. It's not correct. Yeah. Sorry, Crystal.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Well, enjoy Wet n Wild.
Yeah. We're slowly moving through everything in Grandma's pantry. Yeah. Have fun, Crystal. Thank you. Back before 9 o'clock, guys. Worth $1,000 today.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yesterday, we were talking about jobs that we had before radio, and Jackson was saying he worked in McDonald's for a week in the drive in the drive-through, and at one point he had a milkshake thrown in his face. What happened there?
Well, I was working there at the time where, do you remember that YouTube craze, Fire in the Hole, was like a big thing?
No.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so that happened to me and a girl called Emily who were in the drive-thru together serving people. So they just basically pull up to the window and they yell Fire in the Hole and they throw a big old milkshake at you.
So you didn't even do anything wrong. They were just doing it for the viral sensation.
They're doing it for the Vine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No good. No.
You would have loved that. Knowing you, man, you would have chased after that car, left your shift. Is that why you only worked there for a week?
I wasn't a very good good McDonald's worker.
You know what? When I worked at the paint shop, I would have been like 18, 19 at the time.
Yeah.
I mixed the wrong colour for somebody, and they threw the 1 litre can at me.
What?
And I like did the old duck, and it hit the wall, put a massive hole in the fibro wall behind me. I'll never get over that.
Wow.
That's really crazy. Bad.
I've been waiting 25 minutes for this, and you get it wrong. Threw it at me. Jeez. I couldn't believe that.
Did you get escorted out or something?
Yeah.
That's good.
I
mean, what I thought we should do next, because these stories seem to be, everyone that's worked customer service seems to have that one nightmare story, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I want. 131009. Your customer service nightmares. Maybe you were the worker that copped it, or maybe you like saw it, witnessed it as well. Because no one deserves this, but the stories are great to hear, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. 13 10 and 9, would love to hear your customer service nightmares up next.
The Novos.
Customer service nightmares, guys.
Yeah, that's right. So this is, of course, after Jackson, we found out, after doing a 1 week stint at McDonald's, in the drive-thru, had a milkshake thrown at him, which is just ridiculous. I don't care what YouTube, like viral trend you think you're joining. Do not join that.
I think he said it was on Vine as well, even, where all the young kids were.
Even
back
worse.
Back in the day.
Even worse. 6 seconds. They're doing all of that annoyance for a 6 second video.
Too much, isn't it?
Definitely too much.
Mine wasn't in that level, but basically when I worked at Coles back in the day, and I was a big girl back in the day as well, I had a lady just come, like, I was serving her through the register, and she goes, "So, love, when are you due?" And I've gone, "Oh, no, no, not pregnant, just like carbs, don't worry about that." And then her husband's just turned around and gone, "This is why people don't like you."
My God.
She didn't speak to me for the rest of the transaction. I'm pretty sure she was meant to pay me because he's gone and got her purse for her, used her cards to pay for the transaction.
As blokes, hearing that, I think that must be the biggest insult of all time for a woman to hear.
See, the thing is,
how did you feel about it?
It didn't bother me because I was a big girl and the Coles uniforms were not flattering in the slightest. I knew I probably looked pregnant, so it wasn't that bad. But still, you don't say that
you
to someone. You just don't do
it. Grubs, aren't they? Who says that to a woman?
It's like you're there getting your groceries. This, no need for any of
this
that.
This was a Karen in her 60s who just couldn't keep her mouth shut, basically.
Jeez.
Never saw her again after that.
Yeah, I think she probably never shopped there
again. I
think
she might have went to Woolies instead.
Yeah, good.
Hey, Kimberly, customer service nightmares. What's your story?
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. What happened to you?
Well, when I was 9, I was kicked in the face by a horse.
Oh!
So I have a scar on my cheek.
Yeah.
Obviously, growing up, it was noticeable. I started working at Woolworths. A lady come through my register, asked me what happened.
Yeah.
I told her, doesn't bother me.
Asked what the scar was.
Sorry?
You're cutting out. Did she ask what the scar was from the horse?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So what did you say to that?
Oh, I just said I was kicked in the face by a horse. So it doesn't worry me.
What was her reaction to that story?
Oh, my God, I hope you get it fixed.
Oh, I would have double charged her. Oh, my God. Kimberly.
Are you self-conscious about the scar or you don't really care?
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, yeah. See, people, that is so rude.
Did you ever see her again after that?
Only on that day, she left and then came back with a list of plastic surgery.
No!
What?
Yes.
Kimberly.
What did you say to that?
You know what?
I bawled my eyes out because I was 16 at the time.
You were 16?
Poor bugger.
And she's giving...
What a cow.
That person is awful. God.
I hope karma exists and something really bad happens.
Isn't
to her.
It?
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Isn't it?
She's probably thinking she was doing the right thing and trying to.
Nah.
Nah. You
know. Isn't it amazing the lengths people go to make themselves feel better about their own lives? Like,
yeah. What a cow.
Praying on
what
a 16-year-old girl.
Cow.
There's a lesson in this, and that is treat people with respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, Kimberly, I'm so sorry that happened to you. 16.
That's all right. I'm way over it now.
Oh, I wouldn't be. I would be bringing that up all the time.
Okay.
That's my excuse not to work in customer service anymore, dealing with that.
If that was you and you're listening right now, you should apologise to
Kimberly.
Yes,
you should.
Thank you.
Do something good. Far out.
Let's go to Brayden. Hello.
Hello again, guys. How's it been?
Hey, really good. What's your customer service nightmare story?
So, this wasn't for me, but it happened to my fiance.
Yep.
Back when the pandemic first started and when they were at Woolworths, they had that restriction on milk.
Yeah.
Yep.
This lady tried to get 4 or 5 1-litre bottles of, like, long life milk, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my missus was like, sorry, you can only have, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And the lady had a full-on Karen fit, decided to get one of the 1-litre bottles and throw it at her and hit her in the head.
Oh, my God. Was she okay?
She got sent home from work and had to go to the
hospital just to make sure there was nothing wrong. And police were called and escorted the lady off.
I hope she got charged.
Yeah, that's assault.
Yeah, I believe she did get charged. I can't remember all of it because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember the minister said she got like a 2-year suspension from Woolworths.
That's it.
And the worst part is it's not like your fiancé made the rule.
Yeah.
That you can't buy that much milk. That was someone higher up and she's copping it. That's ridiculous.
No, good.
Meg's very passionate about this, Brayden, because she used to work in a supermarket. So
I've worked at Woolies and Coles. Yeah. I've seen people.
Yeah,
I've seen people have like fruit thrown at them and abuse. And I had a woman near, threatened to smash a beer glass on the table. And glass me at Coles. So.
Wow. What an idiot.
The good thing is work turnaround, gave her like the rest of the week off paid.
Oh, good.
Work.
Beautiful. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Brayden. Oh, my God. Crazy stories.
Gabby. Hey.
What, guys? How's it going?
Yeah, going really well, Gabby. Do you think you can beat those two stories?
Man, I do have one. And believe it or not, it was actually my mum's friend who was the bad customer.
Oh, no. What did she do? What happened?
I can say that my mum's no longer friends with this woman.
Yeah.
But they went to this restaurant. It was a really fancy restaurant. You know how they have sometimes those people that are entertainers and they go around to get everyone in the mood and all that?
Yeah.
She thought that he was a drunk. And she was like, you're worthless drunk. Get away from the table. You disgust me. Man. He just turned around and he's like, I'm perfectly sober and you are a terrible person. Walked off.
Oh,
imagine that.
Scalding.
You're paid to be there with your little Spanish guitar or whatever it is, going table to table, and then you get told you're a drunk and to get lost.
Oh, yeah. My God. People are just so brazen.
I know, right?
Jeez. Thanks, Gabby.
Be nice to customer service workers is what we're taking out of this, I think.
I have a couple of friends, like when we've been out to dinner, that are rude to servers. And I always just say, like, what are you doing, mate? Like, they don't deserve that.
Nothing worse.
No.
You're not above a server. Sorry.
Doesn't matter what your job is.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. Wow. You guys out there, you know, on the front lines, kudos.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Especially during COVID as well.
Yeah, for the work
being
you do.
Being crazy. Hey, what's the goss up next with Jackson?
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they're clarifying just one little detail about their engagement because they're getting roasted online. Also, too, Billy Bob Thornton's sons open up what it's like to have Angelina Jolie as a stepmom.
Okay. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No one's everything! Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
It's a name I don't think I've really ever heard you mention, Jackson. Billy Bob Thornton.
I love Billy Bob Thornton. I love the era of him and Angelina Jolie. So over Christmas it come out that they're still really close and Billy Bob's son has opened up about Angelina Jolie in an interview. So he was saying that she still buys him Christmas presents every year and they do like a family dinner together. He very briefly mentioned it in an interview for his new... he's on a reality TV show. It's called Unfamous. So it's just about people who are like borderline famous, maybe, but he had this to say about Angelina Jolie, if I can just get back here.
It was awesome. She was so cool. She was so fun. And she was one of the best stepmoms I've had.
What
an accolade.
He's an unusual man, Billy Bob Thornton.
He loves a little tiny little goatee, Billy Bob.
And those, he has those like iconic gold glasses he wears as well. Interesting.
Modern day Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob, Megan Fox. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Especially after drinking their own blood after their engagement. Anyway, they've opened up about the engagement itself because I don't know if you've seen the videos, but it was very produced, multiple angles. It was like some sort of, it was like the final episode of The Bachelor season where they choose the... the last person. So they've been getting trolled online about this. He's demanding everybody stop. He said it was an iPhone setup and he put it next to a glass of water and it was all very spontaneous and people need to leave them alone.
Yeah, okay.
He said we released it to control the narrative. It was very produced, though. So as if that's... I put my phone next to a glass of water to try and take a selfie before. It does not look like that.
No.
It doesn't look like a
there
professional photo.
There were tripods
photo.
And professional cameras galore.
Can we talk about the ring? It's absolutely beautiful. So it's like two different coloured diamonds in the shape of a love heart. But I was reading last night online that the ring itself is actually, like the band, it's embedded with thorns. So if Megan wants to take it off, is going to absolutely shred her finger to shreds.
That, to me, is bizarre.
Yeah.
They are bizarre together.
They are bizarre.
So she's never taking that off.
Well, for me in particular, when I get home of an afternoon, I take mine off. I don't sleep with it on. That drives me insane.
Josh doesn't know that you're engaged.
Well, God, I figure when I get home and I walk into the bedroom, I take the ring off and hand it to him so he can put it in the box. He knows I do it.
Something about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox that's so attractive.
I
really
like that weirdness. Just gets me a little bit hot under the collar.
I don't know what pull it is you about, up though. On this, Jackson. I've been saying for years now that MGK is one of the hottest guys on the face of the planet.
Oh,
you? Oh no! Oh, he's disgusting.
Bible still think that. I still think he looks like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age with a blonde wig on. But I just think their relationship's like hot.
It's because she's making it hot. That's why. It's Megan Fox.
I think it's her.
No, I think it's both of them. They've just got this unheard of chemistry together. It makes me jealous.
Like, if someone said to, like, if any of you said, oh, I got engaged on the weekend and then I drank my partner's blood, I'd be like, you guys are sick. But they said it. I'm like, that is the hottest thing I've ever heard.
I'll gladly dress up as Megan Fox.
I'd love to see you put
one night. Putting on the spike, the thorn ring and everything.
Hello, it's only me, Megan Fox.
Going to an animal sacrifice or whatever they do.
Let's watch Transformers. Give me a sip of your blood. I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Jackson, would you rather get with... I reckon you would get with Megan Fox over Machine Gun Kelly.
100%.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
You're welcome.
The two of them are fascinating.
Indeed.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
And right after us, producer Jackson in with 105 commercial free.
Yo, I've been a Lil Nas.
Love him.
Love it.
Always.
Lil Nas X. Yeah, record for him. Hey.
Huge.
Miley as well. Nice. I think Miley's one of the most underrated artists ever. Like, I know she's super popular, but, like, people just sleep on Miley too much.
She is our current day Stevie Nicks. I have no doubt.
Did you see her lose her top on stage at the New Year's Eve performance?
No.
She handled it like a pro. She's very cool, Miley. I like her. Ed Sheeran as well.
Overpass Graffiti.
Yeah.
Wonder who's doing that near his house. Oh. He felt like he needed to write a song about
I saw a bit of graffiti this morning.
I'm going to write a song about that.
There's $5 million right there on the side of the bridge.
Hey, it's kicking off after 9 o'clock. Guys, going over to the Gold Coast, brah. Now, interesting news. Our Queenslanders living in apartments could soon be banned from smoking on their balconies after a woman has complained that her neighbour, one floor below her, allegedly chain smokes all day. And it is a claim that the woman below on the 8th floor has denied. Now, the 9th floor owner claimed the woman downstairs spends around 5 minutes each day, 5 minutes each hour, rather, ooh, smoking. And she's saying the smoke is impacting her health. It's relentless, unbearable, and it's causing her to be concerned about her health. Where do we sit balcony smokers?
Are they considering banning it for this one complaint? Is that what... That's what I'm getting out of this.
So basically what's happened, right, this Karen on the 9th floor has complained to the Body Corporate Association of Queensland.
Mm.
This one complaint has actually set, like, this whole chain of events in place where they are now considering banning smoking overall for all apartment...
On balconies.
Balcony, all people that live in apartments on the balcony, no more smoking.
You know what? The wind can bring the smoke up, you know? It can be quite annoying. as a non-smoker.
The poor smoking victim on the 8th floor said she could not help where the wind blows. She also gets cigarette smoke, marijuana smoke, barbecue smoke and strong perfume and sometimes cooking smells entering her own apartment. So she's been asked to stop by the corporation, so she's no longer allowed to smoke on her balcony. The woman has a disability, so she finds it really hard to go downstairs. Almost impossible.
Oh, now that, I mean, that makes it harder, but I still think, you know, it can be annoying. Like, I know from experience, when Emmy used to live in an apartment building in Sydney, there was a real chain smoker, not 5 minutes an hour, like all the time, in the balcony below. And it used to just travel up and you'd be like, oh, quick, shut the windows. They're at it again. And it was a lot of smoke, like 5 minutes an hour. Maybe not that bad. But when it's constant, can be a bit annoying. I'm just throwing it out there.
If these rules were to be replicated in New South Wales, would you accept them? 13:10:09, we're opening up the lines this morning. Should we ban smoking on balconies? Now, I obviously am a smoker. I don't condone smoking whatsoever. If you are a smoker, quit, please. But you should be allowed to go out on your balcony and have a cigarette. Come on.
The thing is, though, all that means is people are going to be going downstairs, and the people at the bottom of the apartment complex, they're the ones who are going to cop it.
Usually it's like, you know, 10 metres away from the door, you know, or whatever.
That's too much. Let people live their life.
All right, we'll discuss this more next.
Megan, me, or are you Team Crevo?
The Novos.
Yeah, Queensland unit dwellers could be banned from smoking on their balconies after a woman complained about her neighbour one floor below, apparently a chain smoker, smoking 5 minutes an hour, a claim that the woman, so-called chain smoker, has denied. Now, the body that looks after this whole thing, it's the Queensland Body Corporate Association. They've actually taken this on board and are now talking about implementing this statewide right across Queensland. If it was to be replicated here in New South Wales, how would we feel about it?
I think if you're sucking down the Larry Lungbusters constantly on your deck, and it just, the smoke does pour up, like if the wind, especially certain places, the wind does take it up. I know, yeah, like I said before, when it was the apartment that Emmy was living at down in Sydney, oh, it was terrible. This guy just would not stop smoking. You'd always have to close the windows.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
You do you. That's the way I'm saying it at the moment. Like, my best mate's in Brisbane where they're thinking of bringing this in. And he actually goes downstairs to have his cigarettes. He's got the balcony.
Yeah,
but
good man.
He doesn't want to do it. But, you shouldn't have to do that.
I'm the first one to say smoking is an absolute plague on our society. It's a horrible disease that kills so many people each year. But it's just a reality of life. People smoke cigarettes.
That's true.
And, you know, there's no... Why do we pretend that people don't?
Yeah, oh, don't pretend. Just, you know, pop down to a park.
I'm all for plain packaging and crazy prices, but, like, to deter people from even starting. I like what New Zealand's done, you know, not allowing young people to buy them into the future. I think that's so good.
But
you should be able to have a cigarette on your balcony. It's more so a freedom thing. You shouldn't be told that you can't have a cigarette on your own balcony.
All right, anyway, this is the debate.
First up is Kylie.
Hey. How you going?
Good, Kylie. What are your thoughts on this? If this was to be implemented in New South Wales, would you be happy or are you against it?
Against it. I'm a smoker and I believe you should be able to smoke on your own balcony.
All right.
So if someone told you that you weren't allowed to do that anymore, would you challenge it or would you just, you know, take it?
Yeah, I'd definitely challenge it.
Yeah?
I've got neighbours next door that cook fried eggs every morning and we leave our bedroom windows open. They just come loftering through the bedroom window. I mean, I don't go knock on the door and say, don't go cooking fried eggs every morning.
True.
You know, it stinks out our bedroom. Like, you know, I think everyone's got a right to do what they want to do. And
on their own property,
the world has gone crazy.
I'm playing devil's advocate here, right, for a second. Now, I do, some would say that eggs aren't really going to, the smell of eggs impact your health in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, they do, but I tell you what, they do stink, right? They're yummy to eat, but you taste stink coming through your bedroom window.
Within you know, reason, you know.
You can always blame it on your other half, but, you know.
A bit gassy, your other.
Jeez. Sounds like it.
Thank you, Kylie. Thank you. Let's go to Nick. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, hey. Good. What do you think about this?
I'm totally against it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a smoker?
I am.
Okay, so as I asked Kylie, would you challenge this decision if they were making you leave your apartment, for example, to go and have a cigarette?
I would, because if she was to go down and walk through the streets and come across a smoker, is she going to complain about that?
Well, that's
probably
good point.
In
well,
this
some
case.
People do.
This is the thing.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't force people just to stop smoking. It's a choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a personal choice. It's a hard one, isn't it? Do you live in an apartment, Nick?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, so you're like, you know, free range in the backyard.
Has anyone pulled you up, Nick, before for having a ciggy?
Oh, all the time.
All the time. So what do they normally say to you?
They tell you to move on, and, like, if we're allowed to smoke there, I smoke there. If I'm not allowed to smoke, you don't smoke there.
Yeah, so you're following the rules, as they said.
Yeah, 100%.
There you go.
And it's not hard to shut a door to stop the smell of the smoke coming in.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, like I said before, everything within reason, you know? Like, if that woman truly is spending half of the hour, you know, puffing on a durry, like, I get that. Like, calm your farm a little bit. But, like, if it's once an hour, you're right. Yeah. Shut the door.
Okay. All right, let's go to Karen up next. How are you doing this morning?
Hey.
Really good. Do you reckon the smoking on balconies should be banned, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I actually think it's a fine line, because it's someone's home. And mm-hmm. I think there should maybe be a compromise somewhere. But I did know two people who lived, the non-smoker lived above the smoker, and they're both friends to me. But it got so much into a conflict that the lady who was the smoker ended up leaving. She ended up packing up and leaving. Which was sad for her, because she had to move away from an area she loved.
Jeez.
But the other side is, I did understand with the other lady who was a non-smoker how it affected her.
Yeah.
So it's a really fine line, and it's a real tricky one, because is this where we now start to tell people how to live in their own home?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Because you're impacting someone else.
Yeah.
And do you know what? This is what I think, Karen, about apartment living as well, is when you move into an apartment or you buy an apartment, I don't know why people think that, you know, there should be a set of rules that everyone has to follow, like in terms of how they live their lives. So many body corporates and, you know, managers out there that manage these buildings are literally like dictators of these buildings. And like, if you own a property, you should be able to do what you want in your property. You've got to put up with other people, right?
I actually have a unit run by a strata company, and I assure you, don't get me started. There is such a... Look, you and I could have a conversation about this all day, but we don't have that much time.
Yeah.
So I'm so with you about this. You set a rule. It's like, hey, what are you doing giving me these rules to live by? Where you park? How you park? Where, how many, like, if you have a
pattern?
Yep.
Are you saying you got a couple of complaints, Karen?
Look, I have plenty, but my son lives in this particular building, and I can honestly say, these people who are in charge of this strata know me off by heart, and I've got them on my feet.
And you know what? They're always, like, 80 years old, nothing better to do with their lives.
No, they're not.
Oh. They've ruined the fun for everybody else.
They have. They've ruined it, but don't worry. I've got it. But look, I hope they're not listening, because you know I've got a little gang of us, like all us owners are ganging up on them. So.
Oh
wow!
Yeah.
Karen's gang is coming.
I'm having a revelation, like whatever. But I'm actually getting a little party started to get rid of them, because we're making our own rules and they're going to have to follow them. Because at the end of the day, truthfully. And if they're listening, they'll know exactly who I am, because I always tell them, hey, you work for us.
Wow. Karen, tell him, Karen.
Karen Gravera over here.
Oh, Karen, you are a whole heap of fun.
Strap on a beret. Join the revolution.
All right, Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs. All you got to do is work out what we have smashed with our giant hammer here in the studio. The clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry if you think you might know what it is. 13, 10, or 9, we're going to do it next.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Very, very easy. All you got to do is work out what we have smashed with this giant hammer. Right here in the studio is where we did it as well. This is what it sounds like. The clue so far is you might find this in Grandma's pantry. Very, very easy.
Yeah, well, if you can figure it out. It's time to meet Jeff, though. He's a coal miner, also a house flipper, 2 kids, 11 and 13, and wants to go on a family holiday if he wins the cash. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you guys going?
Really good, really good.
Well, Creva, you're at the moment renovating a house. Can you give him any tips?
Yeah, what tips have you got, Jeff?
Have a look in the kitchen cupboard. You might find something in there.
Oh, I like what you did there.
There you go.
I see what you did, and I like it. Let's try and win you $1,000 for this family holiday for you, man. What was smashed?
I'm thinking a button.
A button?
A single button. Is that it?
No.
No, it is not.
Sorry.
Sorry, man.
All good.
Sorry, Jeff. Enjoy the day, man. Thank you.
Make sure you head to newfm.com.au as well. The incorrect guesses are there, so you don't repeat any.
That's it. That's us done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Do not forget, 6 p.m. tonight, the New FM Facebook page. We are live streaming from Terrace Boating to give away this Quintrex boat, guys, worth over $15,000. 105 commercial free is up next, though.
Yo. The Verve.
I feel like this song is perfect for all the people that don't win the boat.
Yeah. I love how arrogant the guy is in the video for this, who just jumps and walks over a car.
Oh, he had no idea.
No caregivers.
He was going to get sued for this song.
Oh, really?
Lose all your royalties. Oh, smug.
I didn't know about that.
And then bam. Oh. Bastille.
The video for this, though, is the one that makes me cry. Oh. Instantly.
I haven't watched it because everyone said it breaks your heart.
It's the most heartbreaking thing I've seen.
And then I watched the first 30 seconds and it had a puppy in it and I was like, nah.
Don't continue watching it. Don't do it.
I'm out.
Ah!
Gaga as well.
Yes. Very happy.
Love it. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. 105 commercial free. Kicking off in minutes. We'll see you tonight, 6 p.m. UFM Facebook page. Bye.
Bye.
See
ya.